Tiếp theo đây, mời quý thính giả nghe bản tin tiếng Anh.
Hello, welcome to the English News of Inter Radio and Television Station. Dear listeners, the Prime Minister has signed the Regulation Number 3 urging the implementation of quotas after the 2025 Lunar New Year holiday. Among them, there is issues related to social housing. Accordingly, the Prime Minister assigned the Ministry of Construction to preside over and coordinate with relevant agencies to continue urging and guiding localities to remove difficulties and obstacles in implementing real estate and social housing projects, promoting the safe, healthy, and sustainable development of the real estate market. In addition, the Ministry of Construction will coordinate with the State Bank of Vietnam to effectively implement the $145 trillion credit package for social housing, coordinate with the Government Office to organize a national conference on promoting the safe and healthy development of social housing and the real estate market before February 15, 2025. The government has signed gross regional domestic product growth targets to localities in the Mekong Delta, with the highest being entered at 9.5%. In 2024, the total product in Kinta is estimated to increase by 7.12% over the same period last year. This is the highest increase in the past 6 years, except for 2022 due to recovery after the pandemic. The average gross domestic product per capita of Kinta in 2024 reached $104.63 million per person per year, an increase of 10.34% over 2023, equivalent to increase of $9.81 million. Thanks to the good implementation of mechanisms and policies to attract investment support and create conditions for the development of industry and small-scale industry, along with the efforts of enterprises and production establishments, industry and small-scale industry activities in Phongdian District have developed stably and has strong growth. To achieve this positive result, the District People's Committee has directed specialized agencies to review the current situation, find solutions to remove difficulties for enterprises, create conditions for enterprises and production establishments to invest in spending production, continue to invest in infrastructure, especially traffic infrastructure, to create conditions to attract investment, expand production and business, pay attention to implementing well the work of developing industries according to local strengths, and shortening jobs for local workers. This morning, the Yang Province Compatriot Election Board in Kinta City held a meeting to celebrate the Lunar New Year 2025. Ms. Nguyen Thinh Ngoc Điệp, Vice Chairwoman of Kinta City People's Committee, representatives of Military Zone 9 High Command, and leaders of the Yang Province assembled. In 2024, with the help of organizations, businesses, and benefactors in Kinta, Dingyang Province, and Chumen City, the Dingyang Compatriot Relation Board in Kinta mobilized, sponsored, and built 600 meters of rural roads, many rural bridges, awarded scholarships to students who overcame difficulties, donated 108 bicycles to students, and repaired houses for needy families. The Veteran Association Sơn Lộc Thuyền Road Bình Thủy District held a ceremony to hand over a comradeship house to veteran member Nguyễn Viết Xuân, Bình Dương B area, Long Thuyền Road, who has difficult housing circumstances. The house has an area of 40 square meters. Total construction cost is $120 million, of which the Association of World Veterans of Ho Chi Minh City supports $40 million. The rest is contributed by the family. The Department of Preventive Medicine, Ministry of Health, has just sent a document to units under the Ministry, Departments of Health, of provinces and cities of the implementation of the plan to prevent and control infectious disease in 2025. According to statistics from the Ministry of Health, In 2024, the country recorded nearly 90,000 cases of seasonal flu, including 8 deaths. In the face of the flu outbreak in Japan that has occurred since September 2024, with more than 9.5 million cases of flu, the Ministry of Health has requested localities to proactively monitor and closely monitor the situation of infectious disease in the area. That's all for the English News of Metro Radio and Television Station today. Thanks so much for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.
Vừa rồi là bản tin tiếng Anh của Đài Phát thanh và Truyền hình thành phố Cần Thơ.